Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome also to Wednesday, the third day in September, the ninth month of the year. Nine is associated with birthing. The ninth month aligns with the natural pregnancy cycle. 9 months symbolizing completion of a process and the time to bring him forth. Now open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. I prophesy this ninth month, you will give birth to things. You will bring forth. You will birth new thinking, new connection, new resources, new money. Then the third day is for resurrection, a divine perfection. Jesus rose up on the third day. According to Luke 24, verse 7, the third day therefore stands for restoration, new life, and fulfillment of promises. This shall be for you a day and a month of resurrection. All your blessings and miracles, resources hidden or buried somewhere spiritually or physically, I command them to resurrect and be returned back to you. I don't know who this person is. You get back what you have lost. You will receive what you have missed. Who is this? I see an inscription boldly written in the spirit and pasted on you. Glory restored, renewed, and reinstated. You shall be restored, renewed, and reinstated. 50 persons listening to me now, you lost your job. Lift up your hand a little where you are. You will get a better job back within the next 14 days. Some of you will even be recalled. I want to pray for those who want something better. Yes, listen carefully to see if you are on the list. It could be for yourself or for your loved ones. You desire a better job, better position, accommodation, shop, office, location, relationship, connection, better health, better sales, profits, patronage, better courtship, better marks, student, better result. Oh, this prophetic prayer is for those who sincerely desire better in the month of September to remember. Put your two hands on your chest if you belong to that group or you are standing in the gap for your loved ones. Receive anointing for better. Receive anointing for higher. Receive grace to change level and more. Sell more. Go higher and move further in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it 3 times. Then, don't leave it to prayer alone, as I have taught us. If you can, take your phone now and sow a seed of any of these 3 categories according to the ability and what the faith that God is confirming in your heart. Sow 50,009 naira, 5,009 naira, and 2,009 naira. Add 9. Add seed for better, so that I can know. I will pray specially for you when I see that alert. It is not by force, however. We don't do anything by force here. It is by those who have faith and they agree completely that that word is for them. All in diaspora wishing to do so, seed for better. Use the HSBC, the PayPal account, or your local Nigerian account that you use. Do so from the heart. I will pray for you and you will have testimony. September 2, born people, open your hand. I declare that this year of your life shall be the best for you so far. It shall be with uncommon favor, open doors, and divine breakthroughs. Happy birthday. Now, let's move fast. First issue today. Good morning, sir. What can an unmarried pastor who fell into the sin of fornication do to get restored back? Can he still enjoy that same grace that was bestowed on him, even when he has asked for forgiveness from God? Please, I need your answer very urgently. Wow, does this pastor have a father in the Lord? Does he have a mentor? Is he the overseer and the founding pastor of the ministry? If this pastor is the founding pastor or the overseer, no authority over him, then it is absurd, it's unfortunate. He will fall into that fornication and forgive himself and say he has been forgiven. No, 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 no. That's why Pentecostals are blackmailed and rubbished. We see a lot of things against Pentecostals on the social media. Nothing stops that pastor from doing it again and again. Ministry is about integrity. It's about transparency, maturity, and being fatherly. If you ask me, you should pack up that ministry, look for a father, serve under a mentor force to learn all that he ought to have learned. Every pastor should have a pastor that can call him to order, discipline him, and even scold him. There is so much rascality and indiscipline going on today in the church, especially the Pentecostals, is unfortunate. If it's a pastor under authority, that authority will deal with his case as it deems it fit. But if it's on his own, he can no longer be trusted. Next, amazing morning to you, Daddy. I want to bless the name of God and the person that introduced me to TPGF family. Since I have been listening to your teachings and your word, I knew I have missed it in marriage, but I believe there is no hopeless case with God. Daddy, I need biblical scripture that can help me for my husband's drinking habit, which I see as a curse and bondage. Thank you, sir. More strength in Jesus' name. Wow, I agree with you completely that there is no hopeless case with God. Frustration must have taken your husband into alcoholism, and then he got hooked and become addicted. The way out, warfare prayers by you on him. Engage warfare prayers as we have taught it to spiritually redeem him. It has taken a spiritual connotation. So you fight spiritual with spiritual. Show him concern, and every opportunity you have to present Christ to him, do so, or look for somebody he will listen to lead him to Christ. With patience and persistent warfare prayers, he will be redeemed and be restored. Next, happy new month, sir. I am passing through stagnation. My network marketing business is stalled in one place. No sales, no registration, no new ranking. I am a graduate, over 45 years of age. No husband, no job, no capital, no change capital to change the business. And my present business is not progressing. I am pained. I run Facebook ad. Nothing to show for it. My life is static. What can I do, sir? Wow, I can imagine what you are passing through. Know this, know this, know that. You scored yourself low and negative on all points of life. There are so many people going through the same valley or bad experiences you are passing through. Virtually nothing is working. They are frustrated. Some of them cry daily, and some are even depressed. This is one of the reasons God raised TPGF. If you have been listening to me early enough in life and you have read some of my books, your story will have been totally different. If I will give one word for everything I've just said, I will say ignorance. No teacher, no mentor. Your life has been, you tried this, you tried that, you tried this. No, 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 no. Life does not run on trial and error. Life is, one, discover your potentials early in life. Two, train in line with your potentials. Have a mentor, a true mentor. Build a career in line with your natural gifting. Start working in the industry where you have trained. Work for someone, force, or an organization. Serve with all your heart. Then sacrifice early gratification. Avoid wrong friends around you. Start investment early with your saving. Be under the right anointing as a pastor and a church in order to serve God and know his word. Your life will take a totally different trajectory. It is not yet late. Obtain my 3 books, Why People Are Poor and the Way Out of It, All From the Valley, The Story of My Life, 70 Lessons I Learned in 70 Years. Chat with our book officer to let you know where you can secure them. on +234 805 6434 758. All listeners going through the same experience, do the same thing. Listen to Turning Point Daily. Subscribe to our YouTube to know more. With God on your side, every situation is redeemable. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts today, and the month has ended. If you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the seed of 999 we are sowing this month, and those that I prayed for that desired a change, if you can do what I ask you to do, do so. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.